A Boise State academic is studying what it takes for humans and large carnivores to live together in the same environment. Neil Carter is an assistant professor at Boise State. His study tries to figure out how humans can successfully coexist with bears, wolves, or even tigers. Carter says co-adaptation is the key, with both sides learning how to adapt to each other's presence. And this morning, he talks to our Samantha Wright. He says he found that coexistence is not simple, but rather a multi-layered process.
We also found that instead of relying on management agencies to do technical interventions to try to reduce conflict and make coexistence happen, it takes both sides. It takes people and it takes wildlife to adapt to each other to make it a possibility.
And talk to me about adaptation. How do humans adapt when carnivores are in their environment? How are they adapting to animals?
You know, the most straightforward way is that if animals are being a threat, they can do things to remove that threat. You know, they can obviously lethally remove them. They can kill them. But we've also developed a whole bunch of other ways to adapt to them. So we found ways to protect herds of livestock using dogs. We use herders and we build gates. We build fences. We have trash cans that are basically impenetrable to bears to reduce that nuisance. You know, we bring our dogs and cats in at night to keep them from being killed by coyotes. So there's a whole bunch of different ways that we try to adapt to living with carnivores, or to reduce the costs, I guess, of living with them.
You found that the carnivores are also adapting to humans. How are they doing that?
Right. So medium-sized carnivores like raccoons and badgers and even coyotes and red foxes do really well at adapting to people. They live in urban areas all over the world, so we're used to that concept of the pesky raccoon or the red fox running around. But what shocked me was how much some of the really big carnivores, the lions, the tigers, the leopards, the big bears, how much they were adapting to human presence. They adapt to basically easy, free food that we bring with us, being mostly livestock. And so that usually is the nature of what most people call conflict between carnivores and people, is the fact that carnivores do adapt to us. They just adapt in a way that we don't like, which is attacking our livestock, which is a major impact on people's livelihoods all over the world. But there are these examples where they are avoiding those livestock animals and they're feeding on wild prey instead, smaller wild prey. So we see that with lions in parts of Africa. We see that with wild dogs also in parts of Africa. There's examples of that in Europe with wolves. So that's really interesting that they still prefer wild prey in most cases, as long as there's enough wild prey for them to find and eat.
How can this study help Idaho? I mean, we get conflicts with all kinds of large animals, wolves, coyotes, bears. How can we adapt what you found out in the study to what happens in Idaho?
So Idaho, I think, is a perfect site to examine coexistence. The human population here is expected to grow. Our use of the landscape will probably grow more intensive and expand out into areas that they hadn't used in the past. So the potential for interaction with large carnivores is only going to increase. It's likely not going to decrease. So it really tests this notion of coexistence here. How are we going to live with mountain lions and wolves that a lot of us value? How do we do that? And how can we make sure that that happens in the future? And so should we, as people living in Boise or the exurban areas or suburban areas around these cities, take action? I mean, do we take deliberate action to reduce the probability of a negative encounter with them? Keep cats inside. Don't go hiking and walking by yourself at night in a canyon. I mean, there's certain things you can do, simple things that you can do that to reduce the probability of a negative encounter. Because then once a negative encounter happens, the expectation is that something has to be done to reduce that threat. So everybody loses, basically. But then also, I think management and policies and institutions have to be flexible. They have to be able to change to changes that are happening on the landscape.
Is being flexible really that hard?
I think that's probably one of the hardest things to do. You have institutions that get designed. They're designed 50 years ago, 100 years ago. and they aren't very adaptable themselves. And so there has to be this sort of give and take where they adapt to us, but we also have to be able to adapt to policies and these animals. And all the while, we hope that animals can adapt to the fact that we're steadily encroaching onto their habitats.
That is Boise State Professor Neil Carter talking to our Samantha Wright. His study on coexisting with large carnivores is published in the journal Trends in Ecology and Evolution.